The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Ksuvas Daf Chavav. The Gemara on Chavav and Aleph says as follows. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Shimon Melaza says, Kshem Shetruma Chazaka L'Kahuna, the same way Truma is a Chazaka for Kahuna, that means if someone was seen eating Truma or being given Truma, that could prove that he is a Kain. Like the old dinim in regards to old dinim that a kohen has, kach ma'aserishin chazaka l'kahuna. Someone who was seen receiving or eating ma'aserishin, if he was seen receiving ma'aserishin, that proves that he's a kohen. The Gemara asked ma'aserishin to Levi. The halacha is that ma'aserishin goes to a Levi, doesn't go to a kohen. So why is the fact that someone was seen being given ma'aserishin, the owner of a field gave ma'aserishin to this person, how does that prove that he's a kohen? It should imply that he's a Levi, not that he's a kohen. So the Gemara answers Karbalazav and Azariah. And this brisa of Rabbi Shimon Elazar is going with the opinion of Rabbi Elazar and Azariah. Because we have a brisa that Rabbi Kiva says that Truma goes to a Kohen and Ma'aserishin goes to a Levi, just like we're used to seeing. And Rabbi Elazar and Azariah says that Ma'aserishin can even go to a Kohen. So Ma'aserishin could go to a Kohen. So this Digmar asks that it's true Rabbi Elazar and Azariah says that Ma'aserishin could go to a Kohen, but doesn't have to go to a Kohen. Rabbi Elazar and Azariah says, Afla Kohen, you can even give Ma'aserishin to a Kohen. You can give the Kohen to Truma Gedola, and you can also give your Ma'aserishin. You don't have to give your ma'aserishin to a kohen. So the Gemara answers, yes. Basta the Katsina Ezra. Ezra HaSofer, in the time that he took the Yidden up from Babel to Eretz Yisrael to build the second Beit HaMikdash, he tried to get all the Yidden from the various Shvatim to come with him, and the Levim did not come, and because the Levim did not come, he made a knas, he punished the Levim, and from now on, the ma'aserishin will go to a kohen. So previously, according to the opinion of Ablas and Azariah, in any case, previously ma'aserishin would go either to a Levi or to a kohen, and now ma'aserishin will only go to a kohen. Taisus is a long Taisus the Maschel in, and Taisus the Maschel Basar, Taisus discusses this knas of Ezra, and Taisus discusses what would be in the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that Minat Torah, according to the Minat Torah before Ezra Sefer came around, ma'aserishin only went to a Levi. So what was the knas of Ezra according to Rabbi Akiva? According to Rabbi Elazar and Azariah, we understand that Minat Torah, you could give ma'aserishin either to a kohen or to a Levi. So what did Ezra change with his knas, with his punishment for the Levim? He changed it that henceforth they'll only be given to a kohen. It would no longer be given to a Levi, just to a kohen. What about according to Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva felt that previously ma'aserishin was given only to a Levi. So what changed now? So at one point, Taiz wants to say that even according to Rabbi Akiva, that things have changed entirely, and according to Rabbi Akiva also, now ma'aserishin will only be given to a kohen. That means previously it was only given to a Levi, and now not only could it be given to a kohen, but ma'aserishin could only be given to a kohen. In which case, after the knas of Ezra, everyone would be in agreement, both of Lazar, and Azariah, and Rabbi Akiva would be in agreement that ma'aserishin only could go to a kohen and not to a Levi. Then Taiz backs off of this. Taiz has rise from Mishnayos and Gemaras all over Shas. That's clear that ma'aserishin, even after the times of Ezra, the times of the Mishnayos and the Gemara, or the end of the second Beis Hamikdash, or even after Churban Bayis Sheni, long hundreds of years after the time of Ezra Sefer, and it's clear that ma'aserishin was being given to a Levi. Truma was being given to a Kohen, and ma'aserishin was being given to a Levi. Now, according to Blas and Azari, this can't be, because the Knas was that no longer would they give it to Levim. From now on, they would only give it to Kahanim. But it must be going according to somebody. So Taiz says it's going according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. And we have to say that even after the Knas of Ezra, there's still machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Elazar and Azariah. There Rabbi Akiva, who felt that previously ma'aserishin was only given to a Levi, so the Knas was that now you could also give it to a Kohen. You give it to a Kohen, or according to some shittas, you give it to an Ani, to a poor person, would be allowed to get ma'aserishin. But not that it was taken away completely from the Levim. The Levim, who used to be the sole proprietors, used to be the only ones who had the ma'aserishin that belonged to them. They could eat it, they could sell it, they could do it as they choose. So they now lost that right to be the only ones getting ma'aserishin, and it would be given to Kahanim or to Aniim, to others as well. But it was not taken away from them completely. Only according to Rabbi Elazar and Azariah, who felt that even previously it was not only theirs, it was also given to Kahanim. So now the change that was made was, is that it would only go to Kahanim and no longer to Levim. So in the Halach L'maisa, according to Taisus, we'd have Machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar and Azariah. What would happen to ma'aserishin? That according to Rabbi Elazar and Azariah, it would only be given to Kahanim. And according to Rabbi Akiva, one would have a choice of either giving ma'aserishin to a Kohen or to a Levi. This is the Maskana, this is what comes out, the opinion of Taisus. Now let us see what the Rambam says about this matter. The Rambam passes the halacha in Hilchos Ma'aser, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet. The Rambam says that Ezra konas es Levim es Manei. Ezra he punished the Levim in his time. Shlo yidnu le ma'aserishin. They should not give to the ma'aserishin. Eli nosn le kahanim. Rather they should be given to kahanim. Vishlo olu imol Yerushalayim. Because the Levim did not come up with him to Yerushalayim, therefore Ezra felt necessary to punish the Levim, and he said that ma'aserishin should not be given to them. Rather they should be given to kahanim. Now, the Rambam says, interesting lashon, he says he punished Levim Bezmana in his time. So that means there's some difference between the times of Ezra and the times of later on. It wasn't for future generations. So the Kesef Mishnah on the side of the Rambam, he asks that. It seems pretty clear in the Gemara, in our Gemara Ksuvos, the Gemara Yevamos as well, that the Knas of Ezra wasn't just for his generation, it was for future generations as well. The story of our Gemara, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, his Tzach Alacha, that you could prove that someone's a kohen, and the fact they received Maaserishin, Reb Shimon ben Elazar lived a few centuries after Ezra HaSefer. So it's clear that his Knas was not just for his generation. The Gemara Yevamos, Tapei Yevamos, is clear like that also, that this was a long-term Knas. A long-term punishment for the Levium was not just for the Levium, but Ezra's generation. And here the Rambam says that Ezra Karnas is Levium is man, that Ezra constantly punished the Levium at this time. So the Kesef Mishnah says as follows. He says, according to Blas Nazaria, we understand, the same as we saw in Taisus, that the same that it really comes out from our Gemara and Ksuvos, that previously Maaserishin was given either to a Kohen or to a Levi, and the Knas of Ezra is that now it would no longer be a choice of giving it to a Kohen or a Levi, it would only be given to a Kohen. What's according to Rabbi Akiva? So in the Rebbe Akiva, Taisus was unsure. First Taisus wanted to say that in Rebbe Akiva also, the Knas of Ezra was that should only be given to a Kohen. And at this point, Rebbe Akiva was in a Zari being agreement, they only give Maaserishin to a Kohen. But the Maskona of Taisus, the conclusion of Taisus, is that according to Rebbe Akiva, the whole punishment was is now that you could also give it to a Kohen. But Allah Lamaise is now, after the Knas of Ezra, you give it to either a Kohen or a Levi. The Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam holds somewhere in between. The Rambam holds that the Chiddush of Ezra was that not only the Knas of Ezra is that not only can you give it to a Levi, you can also give it to a Kohen. But in this there's a difference between the generation of Ezra and future generations. Then the generation of Ezra HaSefer, because he wanted to punish the Levian of this time for not coming up to Eretz Yisrael with him, to build the Beis HaMikdash, to be part of the Beis HaMikdash, and they did not want to leave Bavel, therefore he punished them, that Kahanim would get the Maaserishin. So he had to be Machadish, according to Rebbe Akiva, that previously Maaserishin only went to a Levi, he made a big change, and the change was that Kahanim would be allowed to get Maaserishin. And in the times of Ezra HaSefer, in his generation, he wanted that people should only give the Maaserishin to Kahanim, and not give it to Levim at all, because he was trying to punish the Levim, so the Levim should not receive any Maaserishin. So in order to do this punishment for the Levim, he had to machadish, he had to make a new halacha, the Maaserishin may be given to Kahanim as well. Now that it may be given not only to Levim, but also to Kahanim, he says specifically in his generation that to punish the Levim of his time, the Maaserishin should not be given to any Levim, it should only be given to Kahanim. So now, after his generation, the next generation of Levim, future generations of Levim, there was no reason to punish them anymore. In fact, many of them ended up coming to Eretz Yisrael, and they did work in the Beis HaMikdash, and we would not want to punish them. And in fact, they deserve to get Maaserishin, because they worked in the Beis HaMikdash, Chel HaVadosam, they deserve to be paid and to receive Maaserishin. However, now that Ezra made this change, and this change was necessary in his time in order to make the Knas, he made this change and said that Kahanim also are allowed to receive Maaserishin. It doesn't have to go just to Levi, it can also go to a Kohen. So though in future generations there was no reason anymore to punish the Levian, and there's no reason not to give it to a Levi, that halacha stays the same. It does not revert back that a Kohen is allowed to receive Maaserishin. So now in the long term, one can give Maaserishin either to a Kohen or to a Levi, according to Rabbi Akiva. In that generation of Ezra, one will give it only to a Kohen, not to a Levi, because this is how Ezra was trying to punish the Levian. But the halacha that blives, the halacha that remains long-term, is the Maaserishin can be given either to a Kohen or to a Levi. This is the long-term result of the Knas of Ezra, according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. But Blas and Ezra will say that since Kahanim were always allowed to receive Maaserishin, so the whole Chiddush of Ezra, his Knas was that should only be given to Kahanim, and this is something that would be long-term, according to Blas and Ezra, that only Kahanim received Maaserishin. And that's why our Gemara is going, our Brice is going with the Blas of Nazari's opinion that Maaserishin is only given to Kahanim. However, according to Rabbi Akiva, Ezra was Machadish. He instituted that Kahanim could also receive Maaserishin. In his times, it was only to be given to Kahanim. Nowadays, there will be a choice whether one wants to give it to a Kohen or one wants to give it to a Levi. And the Rambam is passing like the opinion of Rabbi Akiva against the Blas of Nazariah. And therefore, since Ezra punished the Levim in his times not to give Maaserishin to them, only to give it to Kahanim, so now the Halacha is the one to give it to either a Kohen or a Levi, whichever one he prefers. The Radvaz on the Rambam, he specifically asks how is Ezra allowed to change the halacha and take away from the Levim the rights to get Maaserishin. He says that it's very strange. Later on, many of them did come to work in Eretz Yisrael in the Beis Hamikdash. He says Efshal Pi Adibro Asa. Maybe he had a Pi Ruach HaKadosh Ezra. He was a Navi. And maybe a Pi Ruach HaKadosh, he was Malachi HaNavi, and one of the Treyasar, and therefore a Pi Ruach HaKadosh, a Pi Nevuah, he had the right to make this takana, the right to make this change. But the Radvaz is still bothered that the ones who came to Eretz Yisrael later on and worked in the Beis HaMikdash, how were they paid? They weren't working out in their own private fields, they were working in the Beis HaMikdash, and they had no part in Eretz Yisrael. So what did they live off? So the Radvaz wants to say like this, he says a little differently from the Kesef Mishnah. We said that the Kesef Mishnah says that at least according to the opinion of Rebbe Akiva, the way to understand the Knas was that in that generation, the Levim did not get any Maaser Rishon, but future generations, Maaser Rishon can be given either to a Kohen or to a Levi. The Rambam says a little differently. He says the Knas was that if a Kohen and a Levi come to get Maaser Rishon, so then the Knas of Ezra was, they should rather give it to the Kohen, not to a Levi. So if someone has a warehouse or a silo and is giving out a Truma to Maaser, and a Kohen and a Levi both comes, and first he gives the Truma Gedolah to the Kohen, and now the Kohen wants the Maaser Rishon also, and there's also a Levi there who wants the Maaser Rishon. So the Rambam says that the Knas of Ezra was, they should rather give it to the Kohen. That's the punishment for the Levi. If there's a Kohen standing there also, he'd rather give the Maaser Rishon to the Kohen. However, if the Levi is the only one who comes, and there's no Kohen there, and the Yisrael wants to give it to him, for sure you're allowed to give it to the Levi. That wasn't part of the Knas. And this way the Levim, who did eventually come up to work in the Mikdash, they had what to live off, and they had it from the Asa, because they were getting some Maaser Rishon. However, if they ever arrived at the same time as the Kohen would rather get it, and not the Levi. So it wasn't taken away from them completely. However, the Kohen was preferred, if there was a choice of giving a Kohen or a Levi, it would be given to a Kohen. And the Rav says that's how we deal with all the Psukim, that place brings Sukkim, that seems clear that even after the times of Ezra, or at the end of the times of Ezra, there's still Levim receiving Maaser Rishon. And Tayyip asked, as we said from many Mishnayos and Gemaras, that it was clear that there were Levim who were still receiving Maaser Rishon. Maaser Rishon was given to Levi. The Tayyip says that as long as there was no Kohen there who was looking to get the Maaser Rishon, certainly one would still give it to a Levi. However, if there was a Kohen there who wanted the Maaser Rishon, stand there together with the Levi, so then the halacha would be that you would give it to the Kohen rather, and not give it to the Levi. This is how the Ravaz explains the Knas of Ezra Sefer.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.